if you could be anywhere in the world right now and have had the success that you'd like to have with your songs, where would you be?
You know what? I would love to go hang out in Hawaii for a little while. You know, I went there one time just for a real quick thing, and I'd love to be able to take my wife somewhere and let her enjoy some things. Because, you know, she, the wife of a songwriter or singer, you know, it isn't all peaches and cream. There's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of weekends where when she's at home and I'm out, you know, seeing the country, and I'd like to be able to take her to Hawaii for a while.
So you live here in Nashville now?
I do.
And how many years have you been here? When did you come to Nashville?
I've been here 8 years. Got here July of 2003.
You've had some good successes. I mean,
yeah, I'm really happy with the way things are going now. You know, it's always a. I thought after about 5 years in Nashville that things were really going to be, you know, just slamming, you know, popping.
Yes, right.
And 5 years came along. And I had to kind of reevaluate a little bit, and now I'm really really loving writing still, but I'm really trying to focus more on the artist thing now.
Mm-hmm. You were just out this last weekend.
I was out this last weekend in Indianapolis, and just I'll go wherever.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
Well, you were up in Iowa, up in my neck of the woods too.
Definitely loved Iowa.
You have a website.
I do.
And give the address.
It is www.trentjeffcoat.com.
And are you, since you are focusing on the artist part, are you getting ready to do some recording?
I am. I'm working with a producer here in town. I'll keep his name out right now.
Yeah, oh, that's fine. That's fine.
But working with him right now, we're, you know, it's one of those things where I'm a songwriter and, you know, I have a lot of songs and you know, you have a lot of good songs. You have a couple songs you think are great, you know, out of a big catalog. But I'm looking for songs, really, too. I want to make sure that this, you know, when I go in, that we put our best foot forward. I want people to get a chance to hear great songs again. And if I don't write them, that's fine.
That's the ticket to success.
Yes, sir.
All of them. All the greats.
Definitely.
They've all done, you know, a couple of the same things. One of them is that every great artist, songwriter I've ever worked with said the same thing. They said, be true to yourself and be true to your music and you'll be just fine, Bronson. Every one of them, that was the one reoccurring thing, you know?
Yeah.
And the other has always been the greatest song you can get your hands on when it comes to singing. You know, when you're going to cut something. You want it the greatest song, whether you wrote it or not.
Yes, sir.
So I think you're probably on the right track with that. You've wrote for different publishers, and when you a regular day for you in Nashville coming to write, you write with other people, or when you do you sing your melodies and then have go in with the band and have them? You do your own demos. I mean, how do your songs come to life?
Yeah, you know what? One of two things: I either co-write. You know, I write with probably 20 or 30 different people over a period of the year, but you know, different times. But I have a team of about four. That I really just, you know, we just click. And, you know, they become family. And I know when we go in, we're going to have a good day. So, you know, I have that. But I also write songs by myself still. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I have a couple guys that I'll go to. And you know, it's a weird thing. Like I said, I don't play. And music theory's way over my head somewhere out there. But I can hear all the instrumentation, you know, whenever I'm writing.
Mm-hmm. You hear it in your head.
Right. So I mean, I can, you know, and I come up with licks, my own licks, and I can, you know, whoever's playing, you know, playing for me, picking it out. You know, I'm singing, you know, obviously in pitch and on time, so therefore they can figure it out pretty quick. You know, these guys are, you know, professionals. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'll just, you know, whistle out the lick or hum out a lick. And if they're stuck on a chord, I'll say, no, man, that one where your pointer finger was up on that string. Yeah, that one.